the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Peyton Manning went golfing with President Trump, and Jimmy Fallon joked about it last night on his show.
So yesterday, Trump went golfing with Peyton Manning.
Oh.
Trump said Peyton was a tremendous golfer while Eli was a decent caddy.
Hey. You go with that. Hey.
Justin Bieber got in one more charitable act after the One Love Manchester concert. Bieber spent yesterday morning skating with the Manchester Storm on an ice rink that was closed to the public. He ended up donating his hockey stick to be auctioned off at a Manchester Storm charity game, and all proceeds will go to bombing victims and their families. Bill Cosby showed up for the first day of a sexual assault trial yesterday, walking arm-in-arm with his former Cosby Show co-star, Keisha Knight Pulliam. Keisha played Cosby's daughter, Rudy Huxtable, on the show and said that she decided to show up and support her former TV dad because she'd want someone to show up for her. Cosby's former TV wife, actress Felicia Rashad, is also expected to make an appearance during the trial, and both women have previously made public comments supporting the comedian.
Do you guys think, I don't you have to say the person in your life, but do you think you could stand by somebody that you've been with for a long time if they're like, oh my God, they're accused of doing all this terrible stuff?
All of the overwhelming evidence against him, no. If it was one girl saying, I think, you know, I'm claiming that Bill Cosby did this, then maybe.
Not like 50, though?
Yeah, no.
Like, I love my family, but, like, my mom or my brother were accused of something, and it's like, I really, in my heart of hearts, didn't believe them. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah.
I can't make it today.
Well, what if it's your TV dad?
Oh, well, in that case, I'm there.
Yeah. Or Alex, would you do it for Joe?
It depends on what it is. It just depends on the circumstances.
Yeah. Same thing.
Hold on.
I was going to do it the opposite way. I was going to say, would you do it for Alex, too?
If 50 women accuse Joe of drugging and raping them?
Yeah.
No. Can we talk about anything else?
The opposite. I was going to go the opposite. What if Alex, you know, 50 dudes accused Alex of the same thing? Would you be on her side?
We know that's been done. It's been taken care of, though.
Yeah,
Alex has a way of covering it up.
Yeah, right.
She's like, don't say anything.
Halle Berry sparked pregnancy rumors when she showed off what appeared to be a baby bump last weekend. I saw these photos. However, despite other reports claiming the actress is expecting, her rep said it is completely untrue. She's not pregnant. In fact, she shot the rumors down herself, saying, can a girl have some steak and fries?
Hell yeah.
Okay, but why would you take a photo of yourself in a dress that is clinging to your stomach, you stick your stomach out like you're pregnant, and you put your hands on it like a pregnant person?
Probably for attention.
That's what she did. So you can't get mad and say, why is everyone saying I'm pregnant? Can a girl eat a steak and fries when you're posing like a pregnant woman? I don't understand that.
Yes, she can. She can do whatever the hell she wants. And by the way, I want some steak fries right now. Who has them? Red Robin, yum! Feed me!
Mandy Moore is paranoid that she's going to do this.
Ooh, Mandy, don't do it.
The secret. Does I was like, oh, great, I'm going to be the one that totally, like, leaves my script somewhere and someone reads it and then I get in trouble.
Yeah, she's scared she's going to leave her This Is Us script out somewhere, like in a hotel or something like that, she revealed.
When does it come back? Because I got such a tease. Did this happen to you the other day? It's like, tonight, 10 o'clock, This Is Us. But it's like last season's, they're replaying it now.
Oh,
I'm like, when's it?
And you got nervous.
Oh my God, I gotta call Alex. It's what's coming up next. Isn't it like next fall, like the fall or something? Oh,
it should be September,
God,
I think.
God, hurry up.
Josh Duggar is trying to join his sister's lawsuit against police in Arkansas and In Touch Weekly, seeking damages for the harm he suffered following the tabloid's publication of a 2015 story which claims he molested his siblings. And Lil' Kim is facing foreclosure after failing to agree to terms with bank officials over her mortgage payments. According to reports, bank executives made a deal with her for a $1.5 million mortgage that was to be paid in monthly payments of $9,935. However, Lil' Kim reportedly stopped making those payments, and as of January, Lil' Kim reportedly owed $1.9 million in mortgage payments, interest, and taxes. That is the garbage.
How much are those payments she has to make back?
$9,935, but I was just trying to say it fast.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Alex.